Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Face to face, the parents convicted in the school shooting case.
They're seeing each other for the first time in 2 years.
Did she just give him the evil eye?
And their plea for mercy as they learn their fate.
Then, Eclipse disaster. She was inside her Airstream trailer on her way to the eclipse.
Suddenly, the door blows open and she's flung out of the camper.
What her grieving daughter is saying today.
I saw her 1 second and then the next she was gone.
Plus, eclipse freak out.
Why do my eyes hurt right now?
Why so many people fear they've damaged their eyes, or is it just in their head?
Anyone else convincing themselves that they're going blind?
And he does windows?
Is that the pilot fixing a window?
Should the passengers be concerned?
Oh, it looks like I'm seeing the pilot repair the window and now we're gonna fly this thing?
Then, the canine cop stabbed in the line of duty.
Let's go, hurry up, please, 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 hurry up!
Can they save Enzo in time? And quick change Kelsey Ballerini.
Country Barbie.
Her message to the haters who didn't like her sexy outfits.
Shut up.
Plus, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She just got a nose job. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Today is the day they learned their fate. The parents of school shooter Ethan Crumbley were back in court where they were sentenced for manslaughter in connection with their son's murder of 4 students at his Michigan school. But before they learned how long they would be in prison, Amber Cogliano reports they heard from the parents the children their son killed.
Jennifer and James Crumbley sat there just 1 seat apart. It was the first time they have seen each other in 2 years. Jennifer Crumbley appeared to give her husband the evil eye, staring across the table at him. But he looked away and made no eye contact.
I was watching to see what kind of reaction they had to one another. Jennifer Crumbley did try to look at James, but he never once returned that look.
Their son, Ethan Crumbley, murdered 4 students and wounded 7 others at Oxford High School outside Detroit in 2021. They bought him the gun he used in the shooting and failed to secure it. Before hearing her fate, Jennifer Crumbley was defiant, insisting she did nothing wrong.
We were good parents. We were the average family. We weren't perfect, but we loved our son and each other tremendously.
This despite her shocking testimony during her trial that she was a swinger who was having an affair with this firefighter. James Crumbley was in tears as he addressed the families of the victims.
I have cried for you and the loss of your children more times than I can count.
There was raw emotion in court as family members of the 4 slain students gave victim impact statements.
This tragedy has taken a
incredible toll on our family.
While you were running away from your son and your responsibilities, I was forced to do the worst possible thing a parent could do. I was forced to say goodbye to my Madison.
The blood of our children is on your hands too.
They asked for mercy, but were given the max, 10 to 15 years in prison for involuntary manslaughter. It's the first time in history that parents of a mass shooter have been held criminally responsible for their son's crimes.
Most parents don't need these kinds of warnings, that if they notice that their child is having mental health issues, that they're not going to go out and buy a gun.
Ethan Crumley will spend the rest of his life in prison. He was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. His parents say they will appeal their convictions. The rules are clear. Don't let anyone ride in a trailer being pulled by a car. And the tragedy that happened as one family was going to see the eclipse is the reason why. As Jim Murray reports, a pediatrician was thrown out the door of their Airstream as it was traveling down a road.
A fun family getaway to view yesterday's awe-inspiring eclipse has ended in a tragic accident. Dr. Monica Voronetska, a pediatrician from Long Island, was thrown out of her Airstream camper while it was being towed by her husband.
Police say the pediatrician was riding inside the Airstream camper, which is illegal in New York State, when suddenly a gust of wind blew open the passenger side door. The doctor and mom of three was thrown onto the road as her family watched in horror.
The freak accident happened near Brownville as they were heading to view the eclipse in the path of totality. I spoke by phone with their devastated daughter, Helena, who was in the Airstream with her mom.
Describe, if you can, what happened.
The door was like shaking a little bit. It sounded like super windy, even though she had closed it behind her. I saw her 1 second, and then the next she was gone, and the door was wide open, and she didn't even have time to scream.
She says they didn't know they weren't supposed to travel in the vehicle while it was being towed.
Did anyone say don't be inside the camper when it's being towed?
No, we were looking, and we saw that in some states it was legal, and in some states it wasn't.
Andy Vivanco rents out his Airstream in California. The camper looks inviting to relax in, but he says he tells customers never to ride inside while it's on the move.
Why is it not safe to be in the Airstream while it's being towed?
It's bumpy. I mean, there's only, if you can see, there's only two wheels and there's no seat belts.
Have you ever heard of a door opening while the vehicle's being towed?
Yeah, actually mine did. When I was pulling out of my driveway, I didn't latch the door properly.
There are two locks on the passenger side door in this Airstream. After the pediatrician's death, Airstream released this statement expressing that they were saddened over what happened, but noting the safety protocol advises owners that they cannot tow an Airstream with people inside. Now a family is left to grieve over their loss.
She was the most loving and warm-hearted person ever.
The pediatrician and her husband, who's also a doctor, only bought the Airstream 2 months ago. It was the critical thing everyone reporting on the eclipse stressed. Don't look directly at the sun. As expected, not everyone heeded the warning. Here's Les Trent.
There is an alarming trend across the nation today.
Why do my eyes hurt right now?
Eclipse watchers complaining about sore eyes.
Anyone else convincing themselves that they're going blind?
Social media is filled with people freaking out, even though many are saying they wore protective eclipse glasses.
Is it just like defective glasses or what? Like, I don't know, but I'm actually kind of freaking out right now.
Searches for eyes hurt, my eyes hurt, and why do my eyes hurt spiked on Google at 2 p.m. right before the eclipse in the Northeast. So, is there cause for concern, or is it all in their mind? We asked ophthalmologist Dr. Christopher Starr.
Some of that is just the strain of staring at an object for as long as we all were looking at it yesterday.
Eclipse blindness is real, but it's rare.
The risk of permanent damage from yesterday's eclipse is extraordinarily low. But if there's any concern with discomfort, redness, eye strain, or change in vision, see an eye doctor right away.
Now that the eclipse has passed, what do you do with your glasses? They don't expire, so you could hold on to them till the next eclipse in 20 years, or you could donate them to Astronomers Without Borders. They're collecting and shipping millions of pairs of glasses to Africa, where there will be a solar eclipse much sooner in 2030. Many animals were left confused and disoriented during the eclipse.
Zoos reported strange behavior with flamingos in San Antonio flocking together for comfort. And getting home from the eclipse is proving challenging.
Holy moly! Look at that!
There were traffic jams from Tennessee to New Hampshire. Many families were stuck on the highway for hours.
We just sat through hours and hours and hours of traffic. It was worth it, though. It was totally worth it.
Meanwhile, hundreds of new moms and dads are celebrating the arrival of their eclipse babies, who, according to myth, are born with superhuman powers. Sofia Vergara, Ryan Reynolds, Prince William, and Scarlett Johansson were all born during an eclipse.
Little Abraham could be bound for greatness.
Ah, that sounds good to me.
While the next total solar eclipse won't be in the United States until 2044, you can catch one in August of 2026 if you're willing to travel to Iceland, Greenland, or Spain. With all the issues these days with Boeing-made jets, travelers are acutely aware of the importance of maintenance. And it was more than just a little eye-popping to see a pilot repairing a window just before takeoff. Here's Stephen Fabian.
How'd you like to see this right before your plane takes off? They are literally replacing a window with all of us just chilling and sitting here waiting to take off, says the astonished passenger who shot the video. I have so many questions, the passenger exclaims. Is this our pilot? Should a pilot be replacing a window? Is this normal? The video was taken on a United Airlines flight in Denver. After the work on the window was completed, the plane took off for Dallas and landed safely without incident. United Airlines tells Inside Edition, the video shows a ring of plastic called a bezel, which is cosmetic and not required for the safe operation of the aircraft. We showed the video to aviation expert Steve Cowell, who confirms that despite how it might look, there was no danger to the plane.
You can imagine, though, some of the apprehension from the passengers on board, right? Like, oh, it looks like I'm seeing the pilot repair the window and now we're going to fly this thing?
Well, it's easy for passengers to think that, but rest assured, if there was something wrong with that window that would have jeopardized the safety of flight, that pilot would not have moved that airplane afterwards.
The window video is just the latest scare in the air and comes on the heels of the engine cover that blew off a Southwest Airlines jet.
Apparently, several passengers and flight attendants heard something loud hit the wing.
That plane also landed safely.
Just 2 weeks ago, the FAA announced it was increasing its oversight of United after a series of mechanical mishaps. She did a great job hosting, but for some viewers, it was the frequent wardrobe changes from Kelsey Ballerini that really got their attention at the CMT Awards. And she's firing back, telling critics to keep their opinions to themselves.
Don't mess with Kelsey Ballerini. The country star is striking back at online haters. Ballerini wore 9 outfits during her stint as host of Sunday's CMT Awards, including this gold bodysuit with nothing but legs and high heels. Well, the look didn't go over with some fans who thought she was half-dressed. You forgot your pants, goes one comment. Now Kelsey is hitting back.
You forgot your pants for your performance. Shut up. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's, where are your pants? Shut up. It looks hot, period.
And talk about causing a stir, Rihanna wearing a nun's habit. She's on the cover of the new Interview magazine. The reaction, as you'd expect, is getting a serious thumbs down from some of her fans. I love me some Rihanna, but this is a no for me. So disrespectful. Meanwhile, Rihanna stepped out the other night in her own pantless look. Just fishnet stockings. Kelsey, you are not alone.
Just under 5.5 million people watched the CMTs on TV and via streaming. That's about 5% more than last year. Being wounded in the line of duty is a constant concern for law enforcement, and that includes the four-legged members of the force. And when a brave canine named Enzo was stabbed on the job, his handlers made an extraordinary effort to save his life. We should warn you, some of this video is intense.
It's a race to save a canine cop.
It's okay, my buddy. You did so good, buddy. You did good. You're a good boy.
3-year-old Enzo was stabbed in the line of duty as he tried to take down a murder suspect.
Let's go. Hurry up. Please, please, please. Hurry up.
Enzo is rushed into a Las Vegas veterinary hospital where he's stabilized.
Right here, right here.
You can see Enzo's blood all over the officer's hands. Enzo is in bad shape. Officers carry their beloved canine to a waiting chopper. The Belgian Malinois is airlifted 18 miles to a veterinary trauma hospital. He's strapped onto a gurney and rushed inside. Vets perform life-saving surgery.
Officers, without hesitation, knew what to do, knew how to respond, knew how to shut down traffic, and they did that. And ultimately, that's what saved Enzo's life.
After a week in critical care, Enzo was released from the hospital. A pup fully on the road to recovery.
You did good. You're a good boy.
Enzo's now recovering at his handler's home. The suspect who stabbed him faces multiple charges.
Next, the prominent attorney gunned down with his new wife.
The killer had brain cancer.
He knew he was going to die, and many suspect that he wanted to take his former daughter-in-law and her new husband down with him.
Plus, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She just got a nose job. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
After all the women sucker punched on the streets, the boom in self-defense classes. Next, Inside Edition, the steps they're taking to make sure it doesn't happen to them. Watch the next Inside Edition.
The University of Connecticut's men's basketball team won its second consecutive national title last night, and no one was happier than actor Bill Murray.
It is a UConn coronation!
A huge victory for the UConn Huskies at last night's NCAA championship game.
The Huskies make history! Back-to-back national champions!
And look who was in the stands. It's Bill Murray. Turns out the 73-year-old star is a big-time UConn fan, and for good reason. His son Luke is the team's assistant coach. Talk about a proud dad moment.
On a much more somber note, it was tragedy upon tragedy. A couple in the midst of a contentious child custody battle were shot and killed inside an attorney's office. Now we've learned that the shooter was the woman's former father-in-law, who has terminal brain cancer. Amber Cagliano reports.
We're learning more about the murder of a prominent Las Vegas lawyer and his wife. They died at the hands of her former father-in-law, and he's also a lawyer. Dennis and Ashley Prince were gunned down inside his own law firm during a deposition over custody of her two children from her marriage to the shooter's son. Yes, the shooter was Ashley's former father-in-law, Joseph Houston, who was acting as his son's lawyer when he suddenly opened fire. Then Houston turned the gun on himself. Hundreds of office workers from the building in Las Vegas were evacuated. A stunning new revelation that's only now coming to light. The shooter who opened fire was suffering from stage 4 terminal brain cancer. He knew he was going to die, and many suspect that he wanted to take his former daughter-in-law and her new husband down with him. Did you hear that he had stage 4 cancer?
I heard he was terminal and that he didn't have long to live.
Robert Eglett was Dennis Prince's mentor and friend.
I'm heartbroken. I'm saddened. This just has crushed everybody here.
Dennis Prince spoke about his practice in this video.
We have 5 lawyers, including myself, which I feel is a perfect size for a boutique trial practice law firm.
Houston started shooting without warning.
He just pulled out a Glock and he shot Dennis as many as 10 times and then turned and shot Ashley in the back. I don't know if she was trying to run.
In addition to her children from her first marriage, Ashley and Dennis Prince had just recently had a baby. It was their only child together.
Still to come, Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She just got a nose job.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Lots of changes for the woman recently released from prison after killing her mom. After splitting with her husband, Gypsy Rose Blanchard's had plastic surgery.
It's Gypsy Rose Blanchard, her nose all bandaged just days after going under the knife for a nose job. Blanchard confirms she underwent a septorhinoplasty, a procedure which corrects a deviated septum and improves the cosmetic appearance of the nose. I'm going through a personal transformation journey currently, and that includes a physical one too, she tells People magazine. The procedure reportedly cost $5,000 and was performed by a Louisiana plastic surgeon. Gypsy Rose recently announced her separation from husband Ryan Anderson just 3 months following her release from prison for conspiring to murder her abusive mother. Now, Anderson is speaking out, revealing that his marital woes with Gypsy Rose have taken their toll.
He's hanging in. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody and, you know, God bless.
Up next, a bride's veil goes bye-bye. Finally today, a very windy wedding. We've all heard the expression, here comes the bride. Well, there goes the veil.
Here they are, the happy bride and her groom. What a gorgeous day for a wedding. Oh no, there goes the veil. Gone with the wind.
It looks like it got stuck on the church too. That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.